And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And I thank you for tuning in today. I'm going to go back to basics. I'm going to talk about some of the basics, and simply put, we're just going to talk about buying a single family rental house. I'm going to make some assumptions here. I'm going to assume you're brand new to real estate investing, brand new to the show, never heard the show, at least not my show. So again, welcome to the program. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And what we do is we talk a lot, and we talk about a lot of things around real estate investing, investing in rental houses, as well as investing in apartments. But at its basic, at its core, what we're doing is using real estate, residential real estate, to build wealth and to create extra income, to create cash flow. And I'll tell you, you'll learn a little bit about me. I like to travel a lot. We've got an RV, my family and I. We cruise all over the country. And we recently got back from a trip, and naturally the larder, right? The cupboards were bare. So we went to the store, and wow, we bought a lot, and our bill was huge. It was huge compared to one or even, you know, 2 years ago. It's really key right now to create passive income, to create extra income, to better handle things like that. And it starts with one rental. And that's what we're going to talk about today. One rental house can create an additional $200 to $600 a month. Could it be more? Sure. Could it be less? Ideally not. But that's the general bandwidth that we see. So you create an extra, let's say $400 a month. Just take the middle point there. And then you go buy a second one. Now you've doubled it. You could be pulling in several hundred dollars, maybe $1,000 a month in extra income just with two houses. So ask yourself, would an extra $500, maybe $1,000, even $2,000 a month in extra income, passive income, wouldn't that improve life a little bit? So how do we do it? We're gonna dive into that today. Maybe first a little bit of some introductions. Let's say, who am I? So again, my name is Andy Webb. I actually joined Lifestyles Unlimited in early 2012. And at the time, my wife and I, we had no background, no knowledge of any of this stuff. Nothing to do with real estate investing, no clue. And through the education that we got with Lifestyles Unlimited, we built up a portfolio of single family rental houses that retired my wife from a terrible, terrible job just after 3 years, right about 3 years. And I left corporate America at age 47, 20 years ahead of what the government Social Security would like me to do, and did that just a few years ago. So we own our own time. We've got a young son now, and as I mentioned, we like to travel. We cruise with that guy. We do homeschooling with him, living here and there in the RV, stationed in Dallas, Fort Worth most of the time, because it's not the money. It's not why we do it. It's the lifestyle, and that is the lifestyle that we've worked out, and you'll figure out something different. And in fact, you might hear some of my fellow hosts as well. Al Gordon and Mike Harrison also host this show. You should listen to each. We have different stories, different perspectives. One of them may resonate differently with you. Al Gordon, he's a former military guy. Retired, figured out that the pension just wasn't enough, had to do something different, found real estate. And that got him to true financial freedom. Mike Harrison, he like me, he bought a ton of houses in a very short period of time. And he's now divested most of those and rolled those into multifamily. So he's a big-time apartment investor. Great success story. But I'll let you listen to them, find them on air, and hear their stories. And last but not least, you might hear, prior to this show, Del Walmsley's show. He founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Very thankful for that I am. Over three decades ago, 34 years we're hitting this month. So very long track record. What is Lifestyles Unlimited? Well, we're an education and mentoring organization. As I mentioned, I had zero experience. My wife had no experience. We don't have a family of real estate investors that we come from. We were just corporate people at the time. So we got our education. That's what Lifestyles Unlimited does, teach you how to do the things that we're going to discuss today. But it's not just education. A very, very important component is the mentors. Whether it's single family or apartments, there are experienced investors by your side when you need help. You know, the very first rental house that we bought, my wife did what we learned. She drove by the property on the way to the closing table, and there had been a storm the day before, and a few shingles had blown off the roof. Her first rental house to buy. She was just floored. What do I do? The roof is falling apart. She called her mentor from the closing table. Mentor talked her down off the ledge. And thankfully she did that, because that's the first house we bought and that just set the ball rolling. So education is hugely important. Having somebody by your side is as well. And we do that for both single family rentals as well as apartments. And we have a lot of events. Both, you know, for education, for networking. Some you can attend in person. You can typically attend them live stream, via live stream as well. So if you're not in one of the markets where that's happening, you can watch and you can listen and you can learn. But today what I want to do, I'm going back to basics, and I want to focus on the single family rental house. There are a lot of reasons why we would want to focus on a rental house. I'm going to hit those out the gate, and we're going to talk about how you, what do you buy, where do you buy, etc. But why? Why a rent house? Sounds like a lot of work. I have an uncle, man, he bought one and he crashed and burned. He lost a ton of money. Or you've got a friend. You hear these horror stories out there, all these reasons why you shouldn't do it. But I want you to hear the reasons why you should. And this is coming from a guy that's been doing this over a dozen years. And this is exactly what got me to my financial freedom, so that I'm able to live the lifestyle with my family. And a big part of the reason why single family rental houses is because we make money five different ways. You know, I mentioned a number earlier. I said one house might kick off cash flow to the tune of $200 to $600 per month. That's the net that you're keeping every month. And you might think, well, why would I mess with that? I'll just put my money in the 401k. You know, let's say you get a dividend stock or something that kicks off a little bit of money in that 401k. Does that land in your pocket? No, it doesn't. Is that going to help you right now with the higher cost of living? Sure, inflation, they've got it a little bit better under control. It seems to have cooled. But that does not dismiss the fact that prices are way higher than they were 1 and 2 years ago. I mean, I experienced this just recently, returning from an RV trip to Dallas-Fort Worth and having to go stock up the pantries again. Ouch, it was a lot. So we make money multiple ways. Not just simply waiting for appreciation in that 401k or IRA account or whatever you have. And cash flow is a big one, because cash flow is what will retire you. It is what will get you to financial freedom. That's just one of the ways, though, that we make our money. And what we do is these are rental houses. I'm going to put somebody in there. They're going to pay me a rent. Let's call that gross rent. From that gross rent, I'll pay my expenses, and that net is what I keep at the end of the month. Typically $200 to $600 a month. Markets vary quite a bit. You have to understand that. So that's why I can't tell you it's exactly $400, but it's going to be somewhere in there, typically. That's one house. But here's the magic. You get over your fears, you get past the hurdles in your head, you get the education so you can do this right, and you realize how easy it is. So one house now becomes two. You know, my wife and I, we bought that first one, scared at the closing table. Mentor got her over that mental hurdle, got it closed, got another one closed a month later, another 2 months after that. And we saw how easy the process really is. And that leads to the cash flow snowball, because that 400 becomes 800, becomes 1200, becomes 2000, 4000, 8000. Where do you want to stop? That's up to you. And eventually you're financially free. You mean financial freedom? Let me define that. That's when you have so much passive income coming in that you've met that high cost of living. You've met those household expenses every month. You no longer have to go to the job to fund that lifestyle, because that passive income is doing that for you. Now, a lot of people I know, they keep going. I love it. I love what I do. Now I've got two incomes coming in. One passive, one earned. You can do that. I chose not to. So you get the cash flow snowball rolling. You hit your financial freedom, and then you become real estate retired. That's just through the cash flow. But wait, didn't you say there are five ways? Yeah, we buy right. We're going to talk about how we're buying here in a minute. But by way of the process, we're creating something called equity capture. I may go in and buy a house and say I have $20,000 invested, but at the end of the day, I've got $60,000 in equity, because I've got $40,000 in equity capture. I've tripled my money right there. Equity capture. I'll tell you how here in just a second. But it is a rental house. And those residents, they're paying my rent. They're paying that mortgage for me every month out of the rent. And we have equity buildup as that mortgage gets paid down. And over time, we do see market appreciation on our properties. And we have huge tax advantages. So you make money five ways in these properties. You're seeing nothing like that in your 401k, in your IRA, with gold, with minerals, whatever it is you may be playing with now or have played with to date. This is where you need to be. But it doesn't just stop with making money five ways. You create a lot of options, and you'll find a lot more flexibility in your life. Even if you think, Andy, you've got a double-digit portfolio of houses, doesn't that tie you down? No, it doesn't. We are moving all over the country in this RV. We were up in Nebraska not too long ago, just came back from Mississippi, heading out to Dinosaur Valley State Park in the near term. I mean, we're just going everywhere because we have a lot of flexibility. by way of what we've built. You can build that too. And here's the cool thing, thinking about options and flexibility, you know, I've got a house now, residents moved out, I did a little touch up on it, and I had some choices, some things to think about. Well, I could continue to hold that, rent it again, watch my cash flow grow as rents increase, and in fact, I'll get a rent bump because I'm able to now reprice that at a much higher rate. Or option number two, I could sell, cash out that equity, and reinvest in other properties to increase my cash flow, or do like Mike Harrison, roll that into apartments as a passive investor. Same thing, creating more equity and cash flow. In fact, our apartments, we made money six ways. Five like our houses plus a bonus one. We'll talk about that another day. Or maybe I don't want to sell. Maybe I really like this house. It's a good house for my portfolio. Well, I've got a lot of equity now. Let's do a cash out refinance. Pull that equity out, rent that house, make that cash flow still coming in, and then reinvest that equity that I've pulled out by way of the cash out refinance and create more cash flow. By the way, that cash out refinance is not a taxable event. It is not a taxable event. Now, you sell could be a taxable event. However, those tax advantages, huge, huge. They really help us in this space. You know, I sold a house a year or so ago, and we didn't pay any taxes on it because of the tax advantage. We had a lot of passive losses that we built up through the process, not real losses. These are paper losses. We're able to use those to offset that gain. Now, if you're just starting out, you got your first rental house, you held it for 2 to 3 years, you got a ton of equity, you go to sell it, you don't have those passive losses. There's still a big tax advantage out there called a 1031 exchange, where you sell that property, you take the gains, you reinvest those in like-kind properties, and defer the capital gains taxes. You've heard what they're wanting to do, some of the parties out there, to capital gains taxes. Ooh. But with the 1031 exchange, you at least defer those. And that allows you to reinvest your funds. It makes your money go farther. Last but not least, I opened the show telling you about my grocery bill. These are great inflation hedges. Even with the increases here in Texas, where I sit, we've had huge increases in insurance and property taxes. My rents keep going up, and they're going up even faster. And we see our cash flow grow, which helps us at times of inflation. So that brings me to my next question. However, we're about to head into a break. That next question is, well, great. You just talked about Texas high insurance and property taxes. Well, where should I invest? Well, where are you listening to me right now? I don't know. You tell me. Send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. Let me know where you're at. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to tell you where you might think about buying. Ooh, there are some really good markets out there. Really good markets. Stay tuned.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Lisa on how our educators and mentors share their knowledge.
The whole Lifestyles Unlimited team is just wonderful, and all the people in it is basically copying what I do so you could be successful.
Lifestyles Unlimited, over 33 years teaching the real estate retirement roadmap. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297 and save 60%. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I thank you for tuning in today. We're talking about buying a single family rental house, and I hit the why you would want to invest in one of these, or multiple really, in the first place. But then the question comes, okay, I understand the reasons why. Now my next question is, well, where should I go? And when I began investing 12 plus years ago as a member at Lifestyles Unlimited, I invested here in my area. I'm in Dallas-Fort Worth typically. It's where my roots are anyhow. We're invested also in some single family down near Houston. And we're looking in a lot of other markets because over three plus decades, Lifestyles Unlimited has really grown. It started in Houston. Started in Houston 34 years ago. Grew up to my area here in Dallas, Central Texas, all across Texas. But now we're in much, much, much bigger coverage area. So as a member at Lifestyles Unlimited, what I'm going to do is lean on Lifestyles Realty. So where is Lifestyles Realty? Well, first and foremost, I'm going to give you a website. You can go check this out. It's Lifestyles Realty Inc. All written together, lifestylesrealtyinc.com. You can see the team there, but more importantly, you can see the markets because, again, we grew up in Texas. We've got a really strong presence, Houston, Dallas area, North Texas, Central Texas, etc. But we're also now in other places like Arizona. We've got a brick and mortar office there in Phoenix, Kansas, and Missouri. Ooh, I'm going to tell you about that market here. Hold on. Tennessee, North and South Carolina, Georgia. And interestingly, I was looking at the website there, lifestylesrealtyinc.com. And I noticed Alabama and Florida, so some of the team is apparently operating there as well. I've not had those on my radar, so something to look at. But you know what really hit my radar? Somebody sent me an article. This was U.S. News and World Report. It's the hottest U.S. housing markets. This just came out, and this was looking backwards at their ranking per June of 2024. Austin, Round Rock, Texas, number one. But you know who they were tied with? Kansas City, Missouri. Did you ever think about Kansas City, Missouri? You know, I did a show a couple weeks ago, a month or so ago, out of Omaha, Nebraska. I never thought about Omaha, Nebraska till I wound up working there. Guess what? They're in place three here. Omaha, great place to invest. Houston, number four. San Antonio, number six. Dallas is on here somewhere as well. A lot of the markets that I just named have presence here. I see Charlotte, North Carolina. I see Indianapolis. Now, that's not one of the markets where we've got Lifestyles Realty, but I know we have passive apartment investments there. Apartment investors are doing business in Indianapolis. So where is Lifestyles Realty? That's probably where I would start, because I follow the motto, live where you want, invest where it makes sense. In fact, I'm traveling all over the place, investing where it makes sense. And we teach you how to do that. We teach you how to invest anywhere. So if you're listening to the show now and you're on the coast, West Coast, Northeast, where it doesn't make sense, any of those places that I named do. We would not be there with Lifestyles Realty if it did not. How do they make sense? They're good markets for rental owners. The price points make sense. The rental points make sense. We've talked about these on various shows when we talked about Omaha, when we talked about Mississippi recently. But you do want to get educated about those markets, and having that infrastructure in place, which you have already with Lifestyles Realty, really helps. So where should you go to invest? You know, go where you have the infrastructure and support. If you build that on your own, that's fine. Do that. But make sure you have somebody there to support you. You have a team. We talk a lot about building a team. That's hugely important. Whether you're investing in your backyard, you need to have a plumber, you need to have an HVAC company, foundation here in Texas, realtor, insurance, lender, all that stuff. But if you're doing that out of state, equally as important, maybe more. So be sure you have infrastructure in place. Be sure you have support. And really, any of those Lifestyles and Limited Markets that I named would work. And the Realty team, boy, they really do support. They support you tremendously. As a member, I get leads every day in my inbox from the team. I've got three here. I'm looking at my time. And we'll look at a couple of these here. Here's one in North Texas. 20% cash on cash return, cash flow $460 per month. Now, these are projections. Purchase price a little over $90,000 when it's fixed up. So we're going to get to the how and what we're buying here in a minute. Buying for $93,000 fixed up, value around $212,000. Ooh, there's a really big spread there. I mentioned equity capture a minute ago. In fact, the estimated equity capture on this is $30,000. Cash out of pocket, $26,000. So I'm doubling my money immediately right here. This is North Texas. I got a similar one here. This is somewhere in East Tennessee, Knoxville, Chattanooga. I don't see it here. Looks like Knoxville, maybe around that area. This is a 1,500 square foot house, buying for $141,000 when it's fixed up. Again, we're going to fix it up. It needs work. $320,000. Big spread there. What does that mean for me? About $20,000 invested, right? I'm coming out of pocket. This is not a no money down, no money sort of thing. We're going to have $20,000 invested. Estimated equity capture, 72. You do the math. What is that return? That is an immediate return in the course of a couple of months, but it cash flows as well. A couple hundred dollars a month, 13%. Last one here, Georgia. I got this one a few days ago. I think this was in Georgia, suburb around Atlanta. Cash out of pocket, 25. Equity capture, almost 50. So we're tripling our money. And I want to make sure you understand that. When I've invested $25,000 and I have an equity capture of 50, you add those together. And that's my equity buffer that I'm sitting on at the end of the day. And we're able to do that because we're buying right. We're going to talk about a little bit later here what that means. In this case, buying right meant asking price $180,000, after repair value, and I fixed it up $275,000. Again, there's a big spread there, and it's key. This is key. That big spread is what allows me to go in, do repairs to the tune of 50, 60, 80, 90K sometimes, with only 20 or 25K out of pocket, creating a big equity buffer and really turning this thing around. Typically, these are houses that need a lot of work, rough shape perhaps. No one wants to live there, and we make them livable, we make them lovable, and people will beat down your door to rent these things from you. The house I mentioned a minute ago where we have options. Do I want to refinance? Do I want to sell? What do I want to do? We put it on the market, and already, day one, bam, 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 people, I'm going to take, when I'm done with the show here, I'm going to go back to my email. It's going to be inundated with people that want to rent this property. So if you're doing it right, you have zero problems. That's a common fear. Ooh, what if I can't rent it? If you're doing it right, you don't have that issue. Cash flow per month, by the way, on this Georgia house, over 300. So we're here in 200, 300, 400, 500, all across the board there. It depends on the market. So that's something else you'll look at. You know, I mentioned taxes and insurance. They're a little bit up here in Texas. That will depress your cash flow. But equity is huge. So there are certain trade-offs that you'll come to learn exist in the market. Cash flow for equity, interest rates certainly play into that, but taxes and insurance. Tennessee, a lower insurance, lower tax market. Georgia, lower taxes. Kansas City, number one market, tied with Austin. That blows my mind. We all knew Austin was on fire a handful of years ago. Then prices started to drop. I guess it's picked up again. Kansas City, where do you want to buy? Where do you want to go? But I don't live in Kansas City. Doesn't matter. I've talked to countless investors from California. In fact, an investor from Austin investing in that market, Kansas City, Missouri. So the answer is the where. Now the question is, what are we buying? Yeah, we know single family houses. That's the focus today. What are some of the options out there? Well, you could go out and just put all, 20% down, buy a new build, right? Rent ready, ready to go. I've done that. Doesn't have the equity side of it so much. It's a cash flow play. I don't like to do that too often, right? I prefer the fixer-uppers. Why? Because we're going to go in there, we're going to fix everything. It's going to be the same as new when I'm done, but my cash out of pocket's going to be lower, and I'm going to get that cash flow just the same. You could do a house, you could do a duplex, you could do a triplex, you could do a quad, a fourplex. Those are all treated as single family in terms of financing. But again, here we're just kind of broadly, I want to introduce you to what we're doing. And we're buying those single family houses because they create cash flow. And you figure out how easy the process is, and you add another one and another one after that. It's exactly what my wife and I did. And suddenly you're retired because you have enough passive income coming in. You don't have to work anymore. We got her out of her terrible job after 3 years. I hung around. I liked what I did for a while. Got bored of that. Gave my notice. I'm done. You can do it too. But what is it we're buying? Single family houses today. You can do apartments as well. And I want to frame the Lifestyles Unlimited model for you because I've said this many times, buying at a discount, right? We looked at one house, $93,000 purchase price, but value was up north of $200K. How is that possible? How can we do that? Buying at less than 50 cents on a dollar. Well, because we're buying houses that do need work. Something about the house is putting it into a distressed situation, or maybe the seller is distressed. Very commonly, it needs work. Right here in North Texas, a lot of what I've fixed up needed foundation repair, maybe a new roof, maybe a new HVAC, AC system, typically full cosmetics, houses from the 60s and 70s that still have the green plush carpet. I had one of those. Did we keep the green plush carpet? No. No, as great as it felt to dig your toes into that green plush carpet, no, we pulled that out, went in with a nice hard wood look surface tile and fresh carpet, fresh paint, new appliances, new fixtures, new countertops. So that's what a renovation might look like. And because we're having to go in and do this work, we're able to get this property at a discount. And that's the key. That's the key. We're buying houses that do need work. Get it at a discount. Fix it up. And because we're able to get these things fixed up at wholesale prices, the same way that we're buying at wholesale prices, we create an equity buffer that we call equity capture. And that can be really, really large. Typically, there's a trade-off between cash flow and equity capture. Right now, equity capture is really big in the market, in part because rates are higher. There are fewer buyers. So get in there now while you can. So go for the ugliest house on the block and make it the most beautiful. Turns out she's Cinderella. You go in there, you fix her up, glass slipper, looking great, everybody's rushing to meet her. Rents quick, refi's great when you want to pull out some cash, sells very easily. Now that doesn't mean over rehab, we talk about that in other shows. But you're gonna go in and fix everything that's broken now or could break in the next handful of years so that your maintenance is minimum. Very, very important. Best product, best price is a motto that we follow to that end. So how are we gonna buy it? If these things are in that bad of a shape, can I just go out and get a conventional loan? Not typically, no. We do like to finance. Why would we do that? Isn't that riskier if I've got a loan that I've got to service as well? I'll tell you what, leverage is a great tool. I get far better returns and can make my money go much, much farther by using debt. This is good debt. This is not the bad kind of debt, consumer debt, etc. Let me just give you a very generic example here. Let's say I buy a house for $100,000. You already heard some numbers, right? We see some around that price point. So let's say we buy a house for $100K. I'm going to keep these round for easy math, and it needs $50,000 in renovations. And when that's done, the value is actually now worth, it's at $200K, right? Buy for $100, put in $50, value at $200. And let's just say that $50K is just pure cosmetic updating. So it would qualify for a conventional loan. It's just outdated. Maybe needs a new AC, right? That typically doesn't disqualify. Well, there are three cases here. You could buy it as an all-cash buyer. So you're all cash for the purchase, all cash for the renovations, with a little bit of closing costs. You're $150,000 out of pocket for one house, okay? But I feel safe and warm and fuzzy inside because I don't have a mortgage. Now hold on. Or just needs cosmetic work, you could go in as a conventional buyer, put 20% down, right? 20% of the purchase price is $20K, $50K in renovations. Now we're at 70 plus closing, call it 75K. So we're about half out of pocket compared to the cash buyer. It's better. Or we could do things as we teach you at Lifestyles Unlimited. We use something called hard money. I've got an asterisk by that in my head. I'm going to try to come back and hit that with you. If not, we have some shows on that. But we buy using hard money. It's private money. It doesn't care about the condition. And when we buy with hard money, we fix it up, the property, and then we refinance out of that hard money loan, that short-term loan, into that conventional loan. And even with two closings, hard money closing and then the refinance later, on this example, I'll be about 18 to maybe 20K out of pocket to do $50,000 worth of renovations to buy a $100,000 house that's now worth $200,000. It's essentially 10% down. So let me ask you, if you just have $150K to invest as a cash buyer, you can buy one house. But if I leverage that same pool of money, I can buy seven instead of just one. Seven houses making me money five different ways. You may not understand this if this is your first time hearing the show, but I can tell you, after doing this on countless houses over a dozen plus years, I've seen how this works, and it's massive. It truly magnifies what you're doing. You create a ton of options, a ton of flexibility. Now, to get back to that asterisk, that footnote on hard money, it's private money. They don't care about the condition of the property now. They care about your scope of work and what other houses in that area have sold for. And they're going to figure out, well, once you've done the work, then the value, the after repair value, is going to be this. That's how they get to that 200K. Doesn't matter what it looks like now. As long as you're going in and fixing things up and making it look like houses in that neighborhood have sold for that price point, they're going to lend to you, by the way, based on that after repair value, typically 75%. Here's the cool part. My after repair value is 200K. What is 75% of that? It's 150. I've covered my purchase price. I've covered my renovations. I just need to cover my closing costs. That's what gets me to 18 to maybe 20K out of pocket. So hard money is a construction loan, short term. Scared the heck out of me first time I used it because it is high interest. But man, it is a great tool, and I've used it on every one of my rehab properties. So that's what we're buying, and we are doing renovations. We're making that ugly, ugly house the beautiful again, right? Diamond in the rough. You hear that all the time. But we really make them shine. The last question you may have is, well, when should I do this? We're heading into the holiday season, Andy. Is that going to be a problem to rent it out? Or maybe, hey, we're heading into an election. Is that a problem? What about interest rates? Are they going up or down? What's happening there? Afraid housing prices might crash. Look, big no to each of those. Holiday season, by the way, I've closed on properties through all seasons and rented them through all seasons. Yes, it is sometimes a little bit slower to lease up a house around Thanksgiving and Christmas. But man, if I can lock up an awesome property with great equity capture that's going to cash flow and get that into my portfolio, yes, it's well worth it. One word of advice, by the way, around the holiday season, sit vacant a little longer than you think it should. Do not rush. Do not rush to put a warm body in there. Take your time. Stick with your screening criteria. Something we talk about, by the way, on the show as well. Election, interest rates, house prices, all of those, it doesn't matter. We make money regardless of who is on Capitol Hill. Remember, most millionaires made their fortunes in real estate, and that holds true for a lot of the bodies that are warming the seats up there on Capitol Hill. Do you think they're going to vote against their fortunes? Most of them won't. Self-interest. Interest rates, yeah, they do impact your cash flow, but just like with the holiday season, I'd rather lock in a great asset now because I know that I can refinance that if rates go down and probably pull out some of that equity to boot and reinvest. And house prices, that's an interesting one. I hear two arguments from people here. First, there are those that say that, they're afraid if they buy now, the prices will fall, they're going to lose money, they're going to be stuck, unable to sell. And then there are those that say, well, I'm going to wait until prices fall to get a steal of a deal. And I see that one a lot. And if I go back to 2013, my second year as an investor, I heard people all the time saying, man, the market's too hot, prices are going to drop. I bought houses. 2014, I heard it again. I bought houses. Prices had gone up. 2015, prices went up again. 16, up. 17, 18, you just keep going. They just kept going up. If I had sat there and waited, I would have bought nothing. And I would not be where I am today. So don't worry about that. Because if the market does go down, and we saw this in 2008, you sit on that. It's a rental. People in 2008 that had rental properties had more renters at their door trying to rent than ever before. Think about that. So what do? You just hold on through until 2013, 14, 15, 18, 21, when prices went skyward. So bottom line, the time is now. Be ready to buy anytime. We make our own economies with these things. Anytime the right investment lands on your desk, be ready to pull the trigger. How do you do that? It goes back to the education. It goes back to what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. We help you with education and mentoring. In live classes, in person, online, live stream, we do it all. You can learn more if you go to lifestylesunlimited.com. If you're totally new to the show, check out our free workshop to learn more about what we do. That is done virtually, so you can do that from anywhere. And be sure to tune in again. We'll talk more. We'll get into depth, apartments, etc. I thank you for tuning in. You have a great day. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.